Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 18th of July. Hope you're all well. Thank you for the comments, emails, DMs, texts. Yesterday's podcast went down well. I just without a plan, and I think the danger in this game, without going all over it again, but the danger is it can beat you up, and when you're on a bad run, it's a real mental challenge above anything else. And then, obviously, if you jump from thing to thing, so you think, oh, I've had four or five bets at that, and they haven't won for me, and then somebody posts, I don't know, a late second half goal, and you think, I'll have a go at that, and you do three or four of their tips, and then they don't win, and you get into this, it's always me, and why does it always go wrong for me? The more you sort of understand that all of us, me, everybody who does this game, and we've all got a bit of an ego. We love to talk when we're winning. We love to, you know, I don't think there's a trader out there who hasn't got a bit of an ego and likes to show what they're doing and show when they're winning. But do not think for one minute that they don't go through bad spells. Maybe not so much the pre-race trading guys who are managing things before they go in, but those of us who are relying on outside events, goals going in, extent, etc., we are going to have bad runs, and they tend to, I was just talking to somebody this morning, they tend to come in streaks. I opened up one of my sheets and showed him that you tend to win a load, and then you'll have a little dry run, then you win a load, and it's if you keep hitting those dry runs and then you change to something and somebody else says, well, why don't you try this, and I'm doing this, and you think, oh, that's good, and you keep hitting the, you know, Sod's Law, in that you tend to hit the bad runs, it just it beats you up mentally, and that then gets you in a bad place. Whereas if you've got a plan and you stick to it, and that, I know that's the hard bit, is sticking to it when it's going wrong, but you've just got to stick to it and ride out. And as I say, I've had systems that have stood still and done nothing for sometimes the best part of a year, but then they've really taken off again, it is how you operate, but it is a mental challenge, and that's the thing, that when you get people, and I read Jason's email, beating themselves up, I can understand how it happens, but if you get a plan to start with, then hopefully you can cover most of that. And then kicking on from that, yesterday, also Chillyfoot appeared, whoever Chillyfoot is, but some fantastic Excel skills. I mean, he's been doing some FTS systems and posted a picture of his Excel sheet. It's just a thing of beauty. I mean, it's like a painting. Spready, get your flipping finger out, son. We want them looking like that. It's top notch. Absolutely fantastic, Chillyfoot. If you're listening, fantastic. Whoever you are, brilliant, brilliant spreadsheets. Had a few, not many. Thought I'd have more. A few applications for the to test the wrap tool. As I say, if you want to get that in, let me know, the football wrap, and I will go through those on Monday. I'm not even looking at them till Monday. I just see the emails come in, but I will have a look on Monday at those. And people asking me the view, I think there's a picture of or a video doing the rounds of Mourinho doing a team talk to the Spurs players and using bad language, how dare he. People ask you, I've had a few asking me, am I going to review this? I will have a look at it, of course I will, yeah, I'll watch it and pass and have a look. I still have many an argument with Spurs fans about the Argentinian fraud. Absolutely took us backwards, that boy, and I'm having many a ruck with Spurs fans. I'm intrigued to watch him. Nice guy, whatever you want to say, but not for me as a football manager. Let's see where he ends up next and messes them up. I will. Right, on to today. I hope you're all... Thanks for the nice comments, Ree Winston, as well. Yeah, I am struggling with it, I'm not going to lie. I think the fact that sort of locked down for months and I got into a routine, I can't remember who it was, but somebody talking about walking that the other day. I have been sat at my desk, I don't know, sometimes up to 18 hours a day. And with Winston, it made me at least go out. I was walking him three times a day. And obviously, once that just suddenly gets taken away from you, I found I haven't been out. I can't remember the last time I left the house, which is ridiculous of any note. So you just end up in this routine of sitting here. And yeah, mentally that beats you up as well. And that's, and I know people talk about screen time and things. A lot of mine is not just sat trading, it's actually just getting files ready and updating data, running the FDD, finishing it off at night, getting all the, making sure everything's correct. So a lot of that every day, relentlessly. Ultimate, you know, having to have maybe two or three goes this week as opposed to normally just doing it on Friday and that's put to bed. So yeah, it is a big miss for me because of that. I did enjoy walking him, absolutely loved getting out. And you know, whether you got a dog or not, it is important to get away from your desk and take a bit of exercise. You know, and you need to factor that into what you're doing. Certainly if you're sitting in chat rooms all day long and that becomes a habit, I can't see it doing any good whatsoever. Right, there's not a lot today. Obviously, everything's starting to wind down. Leeds promoted last night. I actually had my stag do at a Tottenham Leeds game. There you are. 19, Christ almighty, what year was that? 97? 97, I think it was. Yeah, Leeds beat us 2-0. Part of the ground was closed because Spurs were revamping the North Stand, I think it was at the time. I was living in Devon. I'd met Sam, obviously. And I bought up. We came up in a minibus from Devon, a group of lads from where we lived. And they'd never seen London before. It was fantastic. We went to Camden on the Friday night. We drove up the Friday afternoon, went out in Camden on the Friday night, had a curry and went out to a club in Camden. And I remember the first pub we walked in, I think it was the World's End in Camden, the first pub we walked in, and one of the guys went, "I'll get these," and he stood holding a £10 note. There was about, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 of us. I said, "That ain't going to be enough." So he changed it to a 20. And whatever the round was, I mean, I don't know what it was back then, but let's say it was £3 a pint. It was 24, 25. They were outraged. They were absolutely outraged at the price difference between London for a beer and Devon for a beer. Just, I can never, just a look of astonishment almost every corner we turned when they saw bright lights or whatever. Because they'd never been there before. And then we went to the game, and this is horrendous. My boy was 2. And it's a true story. We went to the game, and 2 of the lads were driving up on Saturday from Swindon, and I had the football tickets. And they didn't turn up. And this is back before you had proper mobile phones and things like that, and couldn't get hold of them. So we just had to go in. And I thought, well, we said where we were going to go for a beer afterwards. I thought they'll turn up for a beer afterwards. And about 20 minutes into the game, over the tannoy, my name gets called out. Would I go to the main reception? I absolutely shit myself. I thought, fucking hell, what have I done here? So I had to go into, I was in the West Stand, had to go down and to the main reception. And the woman gave me a bit of paper and said, "Your son's been rushed to hospital. Can you call this number?" And gave me a phone. And obviously your heart goes in your mouth. My boy's like 2 years of age at the time. So you absolutely, you know, don't know what to do. You know, just the thoughts that go through your head. So I dial the number, and it's these two clowns who were late, had phoned Tottenham, and they'd used that because they didn't think they'd get my, they would call my name out any other way. So they told them that my son had been rushed to hospital. And I was fuming. I was so, you think I'd lose it on this podcast. I was, when I got outside, obviously you've had a couple of beers, I was absolutely steaming. I nearly killed one of them. Well, that was playing Leeds United, yeah, and Leeds won the game. And they're back. I've been, I don't know how long the absence has been, a good few years now. I've got an FTS member, Dory, who lives down near Oxford, goes to pretty much every game, drives up to Leeds, fair play to her. Every game, absolutely over the moon. She's in Ibiza at the minute. I texted her to say well done last night, and she said she'd just pulled the car over on the road and started jumping up and down. But there'll be some good games next year. Leeds, I might go up and have a to the Leeds Tottenham game if she all can get me a ticket. Right, where was I? Not much happening. That's what I was. Yeah, not much happening. Obviously, leagues are winding down. I'm naturally cautious at this time of season, so I haven't got a massive amount, but I have got a first half goal at QPR Millwall first half goal. So again, 20-25 minutes in, if 0-0, QPR Millwall first half goal. If it is 0-0 at half time, then you could do the over 1.5 and trade on a goal in the second half. So that is QPR Millwall first half goal. But that is it. Obviously, we will have leagues like Norway and things, will get games under their belt. Next weekend, we're looking at a quieter August and get ready for the new season. Right, have a lovely Saturday. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.